With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president's approval rating continues to tank.
The Rio Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden's polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Barack Obama makes an appearance at the White House, this time as a surprise guest at President Biden's state dinner in honor of Kenya. Obama was not on the guest list for the event, which was held on the South Lawn of the White House. Over 500 people were on the list, including the Kenyan president and his wife, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and others. Also at SRNnews.com, the daughter and son-in-law of GOP Missouri State House Representative Ben Baker have been killed by a gang while serving as missionaries to Haiti.
Baker says his daughter Natalie Lloyd and her husband Davey Lloyd were killed by gangs in Port-au-Prince. The Missouri lawmaker announced the killing on social media saying, quote, "My heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. I've never felt this kind of pain." The couple had been serving as full-time missionaries in Haiti, recently gripped by gang violence and chaos amid the collapse of the government. Bob Agner reporting.
Special Counsel Jack Smith isn't happy that the contents of a search warrant for President Trump's home in Florida have been revealed that authorized federal agents to use lethal force against the former president and his Secret Service detail. This is SRN News. An assisted suicide bill falls short in New Hampshire. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state Senate has voted to set aside the measure which passed the House earlier. In fact, assisted suicide legislation has been proposed in New Hampshire repeatedly since 2010, but has never made it to the governor's desk. This latest measure would have permitted doctors to help a terminally ill person who is mentally competent take his own life. There would have been no residency requirement either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The upcoming Paris Olympics are likely to draw new attention to France's ban on its athletes wearing hijabs. It's part of the government's efforts to enforce secularism on French society. The most contested ground is the public schools, where visible signs of faith are barred under policies seeking to foster a shared sense of national unity. That includes Muslim headscarves as well as Christian and Jewish symbols. This is SRN News. Voter ID could be on the ballot in Nevada.
The state Supreme Court ruled Friday an initiative to amend the state constitution and require voters to show photo ID at the polls can appear on the November ballot as long as organizers collect enough signatures. Just over 100,000 valid signatures need to be collected by June 26th for voters to approve this year and again in 2026 in order for it to take effect. The measure also calls for an extra layer of verification for mail ballots, such as the last four digits of a driver's license or Social Security number. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Portland police trying to identify three people who pickpocketed a 93-year-old man in a Costco parking lot. They went to a store and used the elderly man's credit cards to buy hundreds of dollars worth of gift cards. The suspects have carried out similar crimes in the Seattle area. Surveillance video shows them trying to pickpocket other people in that Costco parking lot. More details at SRNnews.com.